God is on the move. We have reached a pivotal point today. Today is a very special day. It's a history-making day. Amen. Today's the 250th birthday of America. Huh? Yeah, I know. Anyways, it was in 1776. Amen. The Declaration of Independence. But we're celebrating it. Today, this country, by the President of the United States, for the whole world to see, at the Mall in Washington, will be dedicated to the living God, Jesus Christ. This is history. This is prophetic. The demons are going to be shaking like crazy. They are angry. The Democrats are angry. They probably won't even show up at the event. Because this is a dedication to the Creator of all humanity. The Creator of this earth and the Creator of America. The home of the land, the home of the brave, and the land of freedom. Freedom. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen? It's what I want to call today's teaching is glory time. It's glory time. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 43, verse 16, please. I'm sure that it will be televised and it'll be everywhere today. It'll be going on for 3 days. Isaiah 43, verse 16. Glory to God. Glory time. New season, new era. You know, what a ripple effect today's day is going to have. Think about that. You know, we can't comprehend the fullness of what's really happening, but think about this. When's the last time you saw a president of this country dedicate this country back to God? I don't think I ever knew of anyone, you know. Amen? Think about this. This is phenomenal. What a time to be alive, to watch this going on and what's happening. And the ripple effect is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be full-blown, fast move. From this day forward, after the third day, and then maybe even during these next 3 days, you're going to start seeing more, hear more of a rest. More demonic forces being removed. Individuals that are certain of servants of Satan being removed, being exposed, being imprisoned, and maybe being executed. This is glory time. God's glory. God's glory. The whole world is watching this event. Think about this. The whole world is watching this event. You know how many people want to come to America? Many. Unfortunately, many of them tried to sneak in the wrong way. But there's only one door into America. And that's the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, verse 16, like speak it. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the what? Former things. Oh, hallelujah. Nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, and the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I give drink to my people, my chosen. What's that drink? Holy Spirit. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. You have been formed for him to declare his praise. Why? Because glory time brings a new thing. It brings things new. It makes things new. Old things pass away. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1. Glory time. Hallelujah. Now you got to grab hold of some of this stuff. Is everybody there? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1. Now you got to begin to, because of the time sequence, but there's a parallel to this. When Solomon had finished praying, I'm telling you, when Trump finishes praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. There will be glory and fire released. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their face to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "Who, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. Thank God we ain't got to do that no more. But there's about that many people out there offering up sacrifices of praise. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God, dedicated America to the Lord. And the priests attended to their services, the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which King David had made to praise the Lord, saying, "For his mercy endures forever." Whenever David offered praise by their ministry, the priests sounded trumpets opposite them while all Israel stood. Furthermore, Solomon consecrated the middle of the court that was in the front of the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat. At that time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, and a very great assembly from the entrance of Hamath up to the brook of the Egypt. And on the 8th day, they held a sacred assembly, for they observed the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of the heart for the good that the Lord had done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Now remember, what's Trump been doing to the White House? Remodeling the whole thing. The Democrats are all ticked off because they're, we don't want to spend money on that, but they'd rather just spend money on illegals. God is restoring. We are in a time of restoration. Man, I can't emphasize this enough of what's getting ready to happen. What a change. What an event. What a ripple effect. This is not dropping a pebble in water. This is dropping a boulder in the water. What a big ripple effect. Amen. A ruler in the United States. Yes. Glory to God. Awesome. Awesome. Let's go a little bit further. Where did I cut off at? 11. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayers and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will what? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever. My eyes, my heart will be there perpetually. What house is he talking about? The White House. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I coveted with your father David, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as a ruler in Israel. But if you turn away from and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot them from my land, which I have given them. And this house, which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And as for this house, which is exalted, everyone who passes by will be astonished and say, why has the Lord done this to this land and this house? Then they will answer, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who brought them out of bondage in the land of Egypt and embraced other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore, he has brought all this calamity on them. So you got to remember, all those that held the office in that White House, calamity has come. Calamity is no longer coming. It attempts to, but we overtake. There's victory in every battle now. If God is for us, who can be against us? He sends out his army, his angels, and so forth on our behalf. Amen. What a time. What a time. This is so awesome. I am so excited to watch what's getting ready to happen. Praise God. Exodus 23. A ruler in the U.S., there'll be repentance, return, and healing, and glory released. Exodus 23:20. Glory time. Hallelujah, we all there? 23:20. Thank you, Lord. Behold, I sent an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into a place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you indeed obey his voice and do all that he speaks, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the Ammonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Who are these people? Nephilim races. God is about to dismantle them. Cut the serpent's heads and break the legs. You shall not bow down to their God. See, Obama was a demon. He was a servant of Satan. People voted for him because of color. They didn't really search out his fruit. People voted for him and didn't realize that he had lies and false promises. But man, I'm telling you what. Soon as he got behind a pulpit, I knew who he was. And it's amazing how many people did know who he was, but how many people called Christians did know who he was and voted for the man. His fruit stunk from the beginning. You could see how evil he was. Dual personality, double-minded. A promoter and voter of abortion. A promoter and voter of same-sex marriage. All things that were abomination to God, he promoted. But believers still voted for him. Shame on them. Now they're reaping. Oh, hallelujah. Don't get me going. Hallelujah. Look at, I'm going to go down verse 29. It says here that you shall serve, verse 25, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. This is going to be great healing, because it's going to be glory time. No one shall suffer miscarriages or be barren in your land, and I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my fear before you. I will cause confusion among all the peoples to whom you come and will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. That's happening right now. Do you realize how much respect the United States has got now? Even from Russia, China. We didn't care who or what. We went in there with full-blown military into Iran and took the canal. Nobody stopped us. Nobody attempted to stop us except for the idiots of Iranians. And then they got blown up. All their navy is on the shore of that water. I mean, on the bottom ocean floor. All their military has been dismantled. Their history. Persia is being destroyed. Persia is a place of one of Satan's great thrones. But it's being destroyed. Why? Because the anointing has come against them. It's not just military. It's the anointing. It's the angel of the Lord's that have come against them. Oh, snap. Hallelujah. And I will send my fear before you, and I will cause confusion. Verse 28. I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hittites, the Canaanites, and all the Demonites from before you. Did you see what happened at the, what's that place, the worship center, worship place of the Muslims in Mecca? Man, where the square black thing is with a little hole in it or whatever it is. I mean, hornets, grasshoppers, all kinds of things attacked that place. Strong winds hit it. People were flying all over the place. Their God didn't help them. But our God exposed them. Well, they're worshiping a stinking rock. Verse 29. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you. It's been going on, hasn't it? Little by little exposure. Until you have increased and you inherit the land. Oh, hallelujah. And I'll set you your bounds from the Red Sea to the sea. We're going to have a Red Sea moment here soon. Philistia, from the desert to the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, I will surely be a snare to you. Wow. You know, many people, remember, the falling away already began, and so many people have already turned from the Lord. Amen. Or they've served other gods while trying to still serve the Lord. See, if you serve yourself, you're serving another god. The angel of the Lord before us, hallelujah, America freed from corruption and the removal of satanic servants. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, what's today's date? The 17th. May 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Woo-hoo! Oh, happy days. Is everybody there? Are you there on this date? Let's speak it. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. What a day. 5:17. This is a new day. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, because the world's going to see his righteousness in us. Amen. Romans 8:18. Glory. Romans 8:18. Let's speak. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed where? In us. In us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Oh, it's going to be unveiled. People are going to see God's glory on you and me. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance, persistence, endurance, the glory revealed in us. It's time. It's called glory time. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Shine bright. Let your glory fill this place. Hallelujah. Are you excited? I'm extremely excited. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. When? This year. In a few more days, it's going to increase. It's already starting today. That big boulder's been thrown. And it hasn't hit it yet. But when it hits, there's going to be a big ripple effect. We might even hear about things happening in other countries. Maybe even tsunamis. Who knows? I don't know. But there's going to be some events that are going to blow people's minds. And it's going to be a lot of rescues and salvations. A lot of dismantling of the enemy's power. A lot of rescuing of children. A lot of rescuing of those goofy religions and those that have been killing people. Thinking they're killing people for God. Having no idea they're killing people for the devil. Oh, God's going to invade every area. Every area. Hallelujah. Verse 3. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant. Your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. I mean, we're going to be loaded. We're going to be jamming rich. Not only with the rich of God, but the rich of the riches. They can keep working. They got to turn it over to me. They got to turn it over to you. Remember, Trump put an executive order in that all those who were involved in human trafficking and stuff would lose all their property and wealth, all their bank accounts. It's going to pay off our debt. Gates is going to pay the debt off the United States. He doesn't know it yet. But when he's behind prison, he'll know it. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a what? Oh, he's a consuming fire. Many shaken into position, and many shaken out of position, missing what God is really doing. There's a shaking and a quaking. Remember, we talked about God's reshifting and changing things of our destiny, because he's fitting us into the places. Many people are shaken and given up. Remember, the one thing that is dismantling so many individuals is offense. Jesus said that to them, even the disciples. Have I offended you? Many of them chose not to follow him because they were offended. They turned away. Because they didn't have the full understanding of what God was doing. And many are offended because they don't have the full understanding of what God is doing. They're looking at man. They're looking at the things that are tangible. They're not looking in the spirit, even though they claim that they are, but they're not. Because if they were, they would see, understand, and follow. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Many shaken. The shaking and the quaking will continue. Psalm 16, please. Verse 1. We're going to speak these together. I'm going to close with these three psalms. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied, who have hastened after other gods. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you have the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad. My glory rejoices. My flesh also rests in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. What a promise. That's all we have to do is keep him before us. Amen. Psalm 19. Verse 1. Glory. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto night utters speech. Night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor knowledge where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of its chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep me back, your servant, also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And we'll close at Psalm 1. Oh, yes. Glory time. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Let's speak it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the Lord, the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He focuses on that. He shall be like a what? Tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall what? Not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. They're going to get wiped out with that ripple effect. That big boulder that's getting thrown in. You and I will be able to surf it. But others are going to be destroyed by it. Because they ain't got the Holy Ghost surfboard. It's got to be anointed. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Seal us with your word. Fulfill your word. And prepare us for the great things you're about to do. As we promise to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.